Here we are in Nugent, in the south of Tasmania. I am Michelle Balasso. I'm a researcher at the University of Tasmania, working at the ERC Training Center for Forest Value. And we are here to have a look at some Nitens plantation trees that are currently being harvested for different products.
You may know Eucalyptus nitens as the shining or silver top gum. It looks like a pretty standard eucalypt with a straight, smooth, dappled trunk and thin rolls of bark at the base. They've traditionally been exported as a fibre product, but researcher Michelle Balasso has been helping get these trees out of the chipper and into the sawmill.
Yes, so what we found is that the quality of the Eucalyptus nitens, originally grown for fibre resources, is actually good enough for different types of products, of which structured products is a suite that I considered. And we had different findings that were applicable both in the academia environment, but especially for the industry.
So we're looking at trees all around us right now. How do you tell which ones are going to be good for fibre and which are going to be good as structural timber?
There are different traits that you want to check when you are selecting the coop that you want to harvest. Now, structural timber has to be strong enough to withstand the stresses into a building. So we need to find out timber which has high stiffness, ostensibly high density, and has some traits that will make a high recovery out of the sawmilling processing. So at the tree level, you can take non-destructive measurements on the stem to understand the stiffness and the density. And at the log level, you can do a log grading and take, again, non-destructive measurements to understand the acoustics, velocity, which is the stiffness, the density of the log, and other characteristics that make it more usable for different products. You want to look at volume, the taper, the splits at the end of the logs, and other characteristics that make it a good log for peeling or for sawing.
So there's a whole bunch of things that you need to measure, but one of the ways that you do that is, like you mentioned before, using acoustics, so sound waves. So you put a sound wave through a log. What can it tell you about what's inside?
The sound wave, it's a measurement that you take to understand how stiff the wood is. It's a non-destructive technique that you can apply on a standing tree or on a log, and it's correlated with the stiffness of the sawn or peeled products at the end. So this tiru 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 is the kind of noise that it makes when it got the measurement.
Now we're looking at the trees all around us, and they're pretty large, they're quite tall, but I wouldn't say that they're much larger than perhaps a telegraph pole that you'd see on the street. The type of structural timber that you're getting from these trees, it's not going to be the 2x4 that you see on a construction site, is it? What type of product can you produce from Eucalyptus nitens?
Well, you can produce a very large suite of products. What we have been looking at is how can we use structural boards or pieces of timber coming from nitens, fast-grown nitens implantation for panels, engineered wood panels, for example, CLTP, glue lamp panels.
Can you tell me what CLT is?
Yeah, sorry for the acronyms. So CLT means a cross-laminated timber. It's a panel that's constructed from different elements, different boards glued together perpendicular from one another. And it's a final panel that's put on site to build a house and will have very consistent properties along the panel. It will be strong, dense and stiff.
And your research, it's not just focused on working out what characteristics you need in a growing tree that's here right now. It's also working out the type of conditions, growing conditions, that will produce structural grade quality timber in Eucalyptus nitens. Can you tell me a bit more about that side of your research?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That was a very interesting question that I got since I started my PhD. Given that we have a very huge estate planted with this tree, I was wondering why is the quality varying so much from one site to the other. We found that rainfall, elevation, quality of the site, temperature in the warm season are all factors that together are contributing to the average density and stiffness of the trees on the site, but also tree level factors, how big the tree is, the diameter, and how tall it is, are fundamental factors to consider the quality of the tree.
Being able to sort out the strong trees from the not-so-strong trees is important because we have a lot of them. Despite making up only 1% of Australia's landmass, Tasmania is home to just over a quarter of all hardwood plantations countrywide, and nearly all of these are composed of Eucalyptus nitens.
In a Tasmanian context, Eucalyptus nitens is being selected as a species which grows really well in the Tasmanian environment.
Andrew Jacobs is the Chief Technical Officer at Foraco, Tasmania's largest private forest management company. He says the structural engineered wood industry, which produces products like cross-laminated timber, is still in its infancy in Australia.
What we would like to see is, you know, a domestic market in Tasmania, which is value-adding to a product which is largely exported as a bulk commodity at the moment. It will take some time for the market to be accepting of new timber in the marketplace and also to understand what you can do with it as a product. And to be fair, you know, the market for engineered wood products in Australia is only really developing. It's highly established in Europe to the point where even today we still import large structural beams of engineered timber from Europe into Australia.
So that research, it was about identifying the structural timber in the plantations, but obviously not every single tree will have the qualities that you're looking for. How much potential structural timber is out there for a company like Foraco to harvest?
You know, if you take a more general view of what structural timber might be and you start considering engineered wood products, then I think a very, very large portion of the Eucalypt Nitens estate in Tasmania could be used in a structural context.
It sounds to me the way you're explaining is that Foraco has just kind of, you've realised that you've got this source of potential structural timber in the Nitens plantations, which is a lot of wood that we've got sitting there. But if you're in the wood processing business rather than the manufacturing business, does someone else need to step into that gap to connect the supply chain to the consumer?
Yeah, it's a really interesting question and one we've been thinking a lot about lately, and we're doing some studies at the moment to work out, well, what would it take for us to become a processor of timber? And so I think in the future you'll see Foraco producing timbers. But yes, there does need to be some encouragement of local industries maybe to take up some of this timber. I mean, they already are. There's a whole range of processors in Tassie that is now using nitens. They're just doing small volumes at the moment. You know, they're becoming familiar with the product, but I think people really are very interested to find a way to utilise the resource in a more structural context.